From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk, looking for wet and rainy conditions as we head into the new year 2023. The National Weather Service forecaster's seven-day forecast shows rain each of the next 7 days. A California sheriff's deputy is shot and killed by a man with an extensive criminal history during a traffic stop.
32-year-old Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed by a man with a violent criminal history during a traffic stop.
As he approached the vehicle, the suspect produced a gun and shot Deputy Cordero.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
We are grieving for Deputy Cordero's family and our own law enforcement family.
The suspect, William Shea McKay, didn't show up for sentencing in October on a third strike offense that should have put him behind bars for 25 years to life. Sheriff Bianco says a San Bernardino County judge had lowered his bail.
This terrible tragedy should have been prevented by the legal system.
Deputy shot and killed the suspect after a vehicle pursuit.
ABC's Todd Ant. I'm Susan King. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. California Highway Patrol urging everyone to ring in 2023 responsibly by designating a sober driver. The CHP conducting a maximum enforcement period starting at 6 tonight, continuing through 11:59 p.m. on Monday. During that time, all available CHP officers will be out on patrol with a focus on removing impaired drivers. During the previous year's MEP, 29 people were killed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.